This is Fresh Air. Our critic at large, John Powers, has a review of a new Brazilian film that he says takes you places and shows you things you haven't seen before. It's called Neon Bull, and it opens this Friday in New York. It centers on the men and women who work for Brazil's version of the rodeo. It was directed by Gabriel Mascaro, an award-winning documentarian who now makes fiction films.
Brazil has been in the news a lot these days, but not for happy reasons. As it prepares to host the Olympics this August, the economy is tanking, the president is heading toward impeachment, and the country has become ground zero for the Zika virus. All this is enough to make one recall Charles de Gaulle's famously dismissive remark, "Brazil is not a serious country." He was, of course, wrong. Brazil is one of the world's greatest and most exciting cultures, one in which the drama of modernity plays out every single day. This drama is masterfully caught by Neon Bull, a remarkable feature by Gabriel Mascaro that's set amidst Brazil's version of rodeo, the vaquejada. Mascaro plops us into a backcountry reality most of us have never seen and reveals it to be stranger and dreamier than we might think. Shot in northeast Brazil, Neon Bull is a road movie about a vanishing way of life. It follows the itinerant crew who look after the bulls that the cowboys chase on horseback during the show. There's the main character, Iramar, played by Juliana Cazare, a bull wrangler who dreams of designing women's clothing, but in defiance of stereotypes, isn't gay. There's the foxy truck driver, Galega, who does exotic dancing wearing a horse's head, and her lippy adolescent daughter, Kaká, who longs to own a horse. There's chubby Zay, who dreams of food and women, and the vain Junior, who preeningly irons his shoulder-length tresses. Mascaro's keen eye captures the nitty-gritty of their existence. We see the feeding, cleaning, and shoveling up after the animals, the bouncy truck rides and bantering conversations, the nights spent sleeping in hammocks or having quick and easy hookups. While there's not much plot, Neon Bull is filled with funny bits, be it Galega giving herself a Brazilian wax job in the front seat of her truck while nobody's looking, or in a marvelous set piece, Iramar and Zay heading off to commit a heist so startling, your eyes will pop. As the team drives from show to show, you may be reminded of Carlos Giagesa's 1979 classic Bye Bye Brazil, about an old-fashioned traveling carnival facing a society increasingly dominated by TV. You find a similar collision of cultures in Neon Bull, whose very title contains the contradiction. While neon is the electric expression of commercial modernity, the bull is a metaphor for the raw, untamed animal spirits you find in the rural countryside. Iramar, Galega, and the rest are caught between the neon and the bull. In their daily being, and Mascaro emphasizes the physicality of human bodies, they live akin to the animals they tend, from eating and going to the bathroom outdoors, to raw sexual behavior. Iramar's long sex scene with a pregnant security guard clearly echoes the scene we've seen earlier of a Randy Stallion. Yet as he and his comrades travel the bleak northeastern landscape, they stumble across unexpected outposts of capitalist modernity. Power plants, fashion malls in the middle of nowhere, even an ugly stretch of wasteland, magically transformed by colorful patches of fabric thrown away by a nearby garment factory. Caught up in the spirit of change, Neon Bull's characters aspire to something grander and more beautiful than what they have. None more so than Iramar, who dreams of buying his own sewing machine, and who insists, "I may be a cowboy, but I have good taste." Mascaro honors such aspiration by taking his characters seriously. They aren't deluded or figures of fun. And by filming them with an eye attuned to beauty. After all, just because people are poor, there's no reason they have to be shot poorly. Late in the film, we're given a poetic little scene that encapsulates all of Neon Bull's hope and melancholy. It's twilight, and Kaká is standing on the slats of the cattle pen that holds the white bulls. Over their heads, she holds a stick from which dangles a small model of winged Pegasus with a tiny pink light glowing in its head. We sense that this is her fantasy, to have such a horse and fly away to somewhere better. But we also know that this Pegasus is just an inexpensive toy, and that she, like Iramar and her mother and Junior and Zay, may not be able to escape, that for all their brave dreams and struggles, they will remain penned in.
John Powers is film and TV critic for Vogue and Vogue.com. He's the co-author, along with the filmmaker, of the new book, WKW, The Cinema of Wong Kar-wai. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, my guest will be Samantha Bee, who now hosts the satirical news show Full Frontal. As the only woman currently hosting a late-night show, she brings a feminist take on politics, sexual harassment, and abortion.
I speak with the authority of one who has a uterus.
Bee had been the longest-serving correspondent on The Daily Show. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.